What's going on?
Introduce yourself to my wife.
Oh yeah, I'm Khalil Watson, play for the Guardians. I'm an outfielder from Cherry City, Virginia. High school draft, first rounder. Take you behind the scenes of, you know, being an everyday ball player in the big. Yeah, man. For sure, for sure.
All right, we're taking our guys behind the scenes of what it's like being a major ball player. What's the biggest experience on like so far?
Oh man, it's incredible. It's everything that you work for, you know. All of the hard work put us in. I mean, like, it's just a couple of days for me for the experience of just being like, okay, just dealing with failure. But at the end of the day, it's just all about the process and just enjoying the moment, bro.
So what was the dues that you had to pay, like, just to get
it? It was a long 5 years of minor leagues, but it's just the hard work, the consistency, the routine that you go by every day. I mean, no matter what happens, day before, you always get to wake up and do it again and repeat. That's all you got to do, just keep working, keep grinding, and just stay consistent.
So 5 years, you were down there for long bus rides, hotels, and all of
that. Yeah. I mean, at this level, all of that stuff is just way, way better. Better beds to sleep at, looking at better four walls. I mean, it's everything that you dream of when you get to the big. All the hard work pays off, but it's not done. Still got to continue to keep grinding. Nah. They got good cooked meals for you.
Of course, your generation
know
nothing about
pizza. No. Not at all. Yeah.
I think you guys get trapped
on
the big
things. Oh no. It's a long process. I mean, it could take a year. It could take however long you stay hard for, you stay consistent, showing your bat tools, your defense, and how you act out on the field and off the field. Come in every day grinding. I mean, you can move up quick as long as you're consistent about yourself.
So this is easier to get here, harder to stay. Which one is
it? I say it's harder to stay. Yeah, it's a lot going on behind the scenes of just making your debut. I mean, you got all of this stuff. You got congratulations. You got everybody texting you. You got all of that stuff. But, like, ignoring the background around that will be the best option. And, like, keep your mindset just fresh and clean and don't think about or overthink, period. But as long as you're good up here, you'll be fine.
So let's take a break.
For me, I didn't get that experience. It was just like everybody was getting hurt. We had two players get hurt. So after that, I kind of had that figure. On a Sunday, I was class played, and then on Monday, it was my off day. Then I returned to the field on a Tuesday, back in AAA. But I wasn't in the lineup at all. So then I was getting more information, and then it was like, all right, we got more information after post game. And then after that, I was like, you know what? That call is gonna happen, but it's just a matter of time when it's gonna happen. So on a Tuesday night, I hear from him, give me a call. First thing I did was call my mom after I got off the phone. And then after that, it was just like, dang, you really made it. And then got out there to Milwaukee. Stayed up in the hotel for a couple hours, and then I got the phone call, and then I was activated and went straight to the ballpark after that. Yeah.
You said first thing he was calling your mom, you went in court and started crying.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think it hit me on the night before when I wasn't in the lineup. I was like, dang, what happened? Like, what's going on? And then they killed me, and then that's when it actually like started hitting me, and then my heart started beating. I'm like, oh man. Well, on my debut day, no nerves, nothing. I'm just banking up here too much. Oh yeah. Over the phone, she was crying, man, crying. But I didn't get to see the little facial reactions or none of that, but I gave my mom a call.
All kind of emotions.
Oh yeah, man. It's just like you made it, kid, and now you gotta stick here, man. It's a business part of it. And I mean, it's a long process that you gotta go through, but as long as you can face the adversity, And then whenever it comes back, let's see how fast you can just knock it down and just get right back up. And that's all about it.
So who were some of the guys that was your heroes and your idolized as far as baseball
players? I don't watch a lot of sports growing up. I mean, David Ortiz had a nice swing. I always mimic him. Jim Thome was a good swinger. Francisco Lindor from the infield side. Ozzie Smith. You got Jimmy Rollins. All of them guys I look up to. King Griffey. Anderson. I mean, all of the guys that was hitting lefty and just raking, man. That's who I look up to. Yeah, for sure.
I
mean, it was a couple numbers that I could pick from. It was 30 or 31 or a little bit higher, but they didn't want to go a little bit higher. So I was like, you know what, just let's pick between 30 and 31. So I chose 31. That zero product would have looked good, for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, 30, 31,
we're still right there.
So, I mean, you know, have you had a chance to just sit down and soak
it
in and just realize it?
Oh, yeah. The first day I was here, and I got called up on that Tuesday, Wednesday activated, that Wednesday night game that I was. First big league game, being that, sending the dugout other than spring training. But right then and there, that's when it all like clicked in, and I'm on the field with everybody else. I'm like, oh man, this is insane. So, and plus everybody up in this locker room too.
So last question, you get to the big leagues, get out to the field. Is there a butterfly
in my pistol? No, no. For me, I mean, when I got up there to the plate, but when I was in the outfield, I was calm. No nerves. I mean, the nerves wasn't there at all, but just up here, you start overthinking once you get in that box. But in the outfield, I was fine. It's just same thing. Run, see the ball, run out to that thing, and just catch it. Do whatever best I can do.